I will begin this reflection with the homily in 6 words, and I will conclude it with the homily in 3 words. Here we go. Tonight's homily in 6 words: in God's world, ministry trumps majesty. In God's world, ministry trumps majesty. Ministry, majesty. Both of these words come into English from Latin. The root word of majesty is maios, which means greater, bigger, grander, and which is the root of another word we hear in today's gospel, master. Maios means more. The root word of ministry is minus, a word we all learned when we first studied arithmetic. Minus is the root of many words describing small things. Minute, also pronounced minute, minuscule, miniature. And something I discovered only late in life, and which totally surprised me, minus is the root word of minister. Minus means less. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Holy Week is a week of contrasts. It begins with Palm Sunday with 2 processions into Jerusalem, one from the west and one from the north. From the west comes Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, who left his headquarters by the Mediterranean Sea and went to Jerusalem every time there was a major pilgrimage feast day involving large numbers of the Jewish people gathering in their holy city. He went for a specific reason: to remind them who's got the power. Procession number 1, Pilate riding on a war horse, accompanied by a cohort of imperial soldiers. A cohort was 480 soldiers. Just in case anyone was wondering who's in charge here. Procession number 2, Jesus riding on a donkey, and for good measure, just so nobody would miss the point, it was a foal, a young donkey, never ridden before. This was its first rodeo. Pilate makes a show of force. Jesus responds with, I think it's fair to call it, a show of farce. Did somebody mention April Fool's Day? Holy Week is a week of contrasts. Fast forward to the Last Supper. The church holds a tradition that the Last Supper involved the institution of 2 sacraments, Eucharist and Holy Orders. John the Evangelist includes neither of those in his gospel narrative. Now, it's possible that Jesus conferred holy orders and consecrated 11 bishops during a break in the Passover meal, but you'd be hard put to find any proof text for ordained ministry in this gospel or any of the other 3 either. But that's for another day. In John's gospel, no mention of Eucharist, no mention of ordination. Instead, what do we get? Surprise, surprise, foot washing. Speaking of April Fool's Day. In the Last Supper accounts of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus gives his friends a ritual means to remember him, which evolved into a formal sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. By contrast, in this Last Supper account of John, Jesus gives his friends a practical means to remember him, which didn't evolve into a formal sacrament, perhaps because, can you imagine the logistics involved in that liturgy, this liturgy, every Sunday? And actually, he doesn't say, do this literal foot washing in memory of me. He says, I'm giving you an example of how to live your life. You call me teacher and Lord, rabbi and master. There's that word again, master, O great one. Titles of reverence and respect. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if you really believe that, watch carefully, because I'm going to show you what greatness really means. Jesus, the Master, the Great One, shows himself as Minister, the Lesser One. Holy Week is a week of contrasts. In the other three Gospels, Jesus speaks a version of this that illustrates the contrast more starkly. He says, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whosoever of you will be the greatest shall be the servant of all. In God's world, less is more. A couple of years ago, I came across a sermon of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that he delivered at Ebenezer Baptist Church, his home church in Atlanta, in February of 1968, at what turned out to be the final time he preached there before he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. Saturday will be the 58th anniversary of his death. It's not a sermon I'd ever heard of before. It's not quoted as much as his more famous speeches. In it, there's a section that beautifully explicates the new commandment Jesus acted out in the upper room on the night before he died. Here's what Dr. King said. If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that the one who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great, because anybody can serve. He went on, you don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love, and you can be that servant. Here endeth the quote. In conclusion, we don't know whether Jesus instituted the sacrament of holy orders at the Last Supper. But whether he did or not, it's pretty clear that he instituted the sacrament of ministry, not of the ordained few, but of all and every disciple. As Dr. King said, everybody can be great because anybody can serve. The homily in 6 words: in God's world, ministry trumps majesty. The homily in 3 words: ministry is ministry.